Jesse James' letter to Governor from the Liberty Tribune, June 24th, 1870. Governor McClurg. Dear sir, I and my brother Frank are charged with the crime of killing the cashier and robbing the bank at Gallatin, Missouri, December 7th, 1869. I can prove by some of the best men in Missouri where I was the day of the robbery and the day previous to it, but I well know if I was to submit to an arrest that I would be mobbed and hanged without a trial. The past is sufficient to show that bushwhackers have been arrested in Missouri since the war, charged with bank robbery, and they most all have been mobbed without trials. Governor, when I think I can get a fair trial, I will surrender myself to the civil authorities of Missouri. But I never will surrender to be mobbed by a set of bloodthirsty poltroons. It is true that during the war I was a Confederate soldier and fought under the black flag, but since then I have lived a peaceable citizen and obeyed the laws of the United States to the best of my knowledge. The authorities of Gallatin say the reason that led them to suspect me was that the mare left at Gallatin by the robbers was identified as belonging to me. That is false. I can prove that I sold the mare previous to the robbery. As soon as I think I can get a just trial, I will surrender myself to the civil authorities of Missouri and prove to the world that I am innocent of the crime charged against me. Respectfully, Jesse W. James.